The waves weren't that big, but he was only 7, so even the smallest of chop towered over his drenched head. Never turn your back on the ocean was advice he would never hear. Instead, he faced the shore, proudly gesticulating. His father was busy, drinking a sweating can of domestic beer and complaining to his group of friends about the lack of waterfront zoning laws. His mother was busy looking at the stretch marks drifting across her once flat, smooth stomach. So neither noticed their son waving and smiling at them in the Atlantic Ocean, just 30 feet ahead. At the moment, he was going to give up on making eye contact with his parents and turn toward the blue-on-blue horizon. A crest crumbled and slapped him in the back, pitching him forward face down, forcing him to take a big gulp of warm, salty water. He coughed. A new wave jostled him before he could regain his natural rhythm of breath, and then another. So panic started to set in. A panic with flailing arms, jerking legs, and lungs fighting against themselves, taking turns both hyperventilating and coughing. Soon, all his composure was lost. It seemed like the ocean knew he was in trouble and was happy to take advantage, toying with his 54-pound frame. The rest was easy. Too easy, really. I was a breaker away, watching it all, holding my head high above the water, my neck straining a little so I could see him struggle in the undulating foam. My first instinct was to help him. I was a strong swimmer. I could paddle over and prop him up and call out to an adult to get him safely to shore. Then a second instinct kicked in, if there can be such a thing as a second instinct. A calm resolve filled my chest, followed by a burst of gold glitter excitement that traveled to the tip of every limb. I dove under the water, eyes open. The sting felt good, a reminder that I was alive. The ocean was murky, so it was hard to make out details, but I was able to see enough to grab onto one of the boy's slick, thrashing ankles. My hand was too small to get a good hold. He was only 7 years old, yes, but I was only 5. Using both my tiny hands, I had just enough grip to pull him down and hold him down. A calmer boy might have held his breath and kicked free. He was only inches from oxygen. But he wasn't calm. He was sucking in more and more water until he wasn't.